you got a chance to look at the schedule when it was released last week. As a player and a fan, which games are you most looking forward to this upcoming season?
All of them. I think that's kind of the mindset you need to have. You know, you take a glance at the schedule and you kind of see, you know, what dates you play on and here or there. But as far as one opponent being more important than the other, you know, they're all equally important. So,
do you like getting a chance to play on primetime television, the spotlight games? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, I made a comment about no Monday night games. But in reality, guys, you know, I understand, you know, what type of tradition it is. But, you know, we normally don't like to play on that short week. So I think guys would rather play on Sunday night. So I'm excited about it. You know, I saw that we play on Christmas as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Jeremy, how did you get the news about the tampering thing, and what impact did that have on you?
It's been a weird situation. But I'm happy where I'm at. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself.
Did you get any specific knowledge of what it actually was?
But that stays within this building, and you know, we're gonna follow all the rules and take care of it. So,
what was your reaction when the ruling came down from the league, though?
Shocked in a way, but you know, like I said, at the same time, you know, we have to take responsibility for what we do, and you know, everything will get taken care of.
Jeremy, have you gotten a lot of questions about that just from like dudes around the league or whatever?
No.
You guys
no.
Have told?
Are you worth a third-round draft pick?
I hope so.
Hey, kind of about that, like, is there any part of you that's like, you know, like, this has happened, that's out there, but, like, can you take, like, just some happiness with the way you played last year? You get what I'm saying? I mean, I knew you came in, you had a good
season.
They're
two totally different situations. You know, that's not going to, you know, stats aren't going to justify, you know, what happened with the whole situation. Like I said, that situation will take care of itself. As far as me and my production, I feel like I did what I could to help this team, and my job is only continue to get better. So I'm looking forward to doing that this season.
Kind of in the same vein, like, you kind of brought a lot to the table last year, but if you look at it, I'm curious where you think you can get better as far as helping this team.
Just being reliable. You know, that's what I preach year in and year out. So, I mean, I think you're looking for me to give you numbers, and I'm not going to do that, because that's not the type of person I am. But
no, actually, I'm not. I'm okay. Kind of just like, you know, you say you want to be. Are you trying to say you want to do some of the same things
well,
you did last year?
Most importantly, I think with Avant not being here right now, at least, or this year, I'm the oldest guy in that room right now. So it's my job to kind of, you know, lead by example and help the younger guys and just show them, hey, this is how you do it. This is how you are a true professional. And that's the one thing that Avant did. And I think if I can do that, I think I'm doing my job, you know, helping these guys come along.
Do you think you got to be more vocal then, or were you pretty vocal last year too?
I talk when I need to. I'm kind of quiet, but you know, I can get vocal when I need to be. But never in a negative way. You know, I think, you know, the one thing that I really respect about the guys, at least in my room, but the football team, you know, in total, everybody respects everybody, man. And, you know, there's no, you know, there's nobody who walks around thinking they're bigger than anybody else. You know, we're all in this thing together. So,
Jeremy, the Patriots game, how close did you feel like you could really go? How much did you realize you had no prayer and you were just doing what you could? What was that experience like for you?
You know, for starters, it was tough. You know, playing in the playoffs is something that it's a privilege. You know, it's an award reward for the hard work and dedication that you put into starting today. But you know, just knowing that I couldn't go and I wasn't 100%. You know, hurt my spirit. So I was just trying to be there, you know, the best way I can vocally on the sideline and just cheering those guys on. So, you know, it was unfortunate.
Jeremy, Derek said that Andy had spoken to the team and said that he had high expectations for the team this year. What kind of expectations do you have for this fall?
Oh, you know, we want to get there. We want to win it all, you know, and I think we have the talent to do so. I think we have the type of guys in this building, the type of coaches in this building, just the type of organization in general to get that done. So it's our job to go out there and do it.
What do you think the potential is for this group, the wide receiving core, those young guys that you talked about having to lead?
You know, I just be reliable. You know, I don't, you know, that's kind of a loaded question. You know, I think it's just going out there, being accountable to each other, being accountable to Alex, to this offense, to this team, and just making plays when the ball comes our way.
Did you feel comfortable sliding back into the offense last year? Did it feel familiar, or has enough changed? And Is there some concern losing, you know, Doug, and that things will be different?
You know, congratulations to Doug first and foremost. I think he deserved that chance. But I think we're very familiar with Brad and also Matt. So I'm excited to work with them. You know, they both have a very good grasp of what we do here and kind of can bring their own flavor to it as well. So I'm excited about kind of what they have in store for us.
You spent some time this offseason with Chris Conley and Albert Wilson, specifically training here. What were some of the things you were working on, and how much were they picking your brain?
Yeah, just constantly talking, constantly going over things, just stuff like that. And I think the one thing I tried to embed in them is that you want to be able to do everything as a wide receiver. You don't want to be one of those guys who gets, he can't play inside, he can't play outside, he can't play left, he can't play right. You want to be able to do everything. And I think the more you can do that in this type of offense, I think it helps us as a team, and I think it also helps you individually because they can put you in different spots and help you be successful.
Did you give chance? What does it mean for you to find a home? I mean, a year ago you had to make some decisions and you wanted to go to the right place. A lot of times guys make a decision and they go to the wrong place. What did it mean to find a place where you fit in on a successful football team?
I knew for starters, I was going to be comfortable here with the relationships that I've already had with Coach Reed and some of the coaches. I knew what type of locker room I was walking into. They kind of prepped me for it. And I think the biggest thing for myself was just come in and just be yourself. Don't try to be anything that you're not. Don't try to do too much. And I think the rest kind of takes care of itself. So, like I said earlier, I think everybody kind of accepted me, and now the rest is history. So,
last one, Adam.
You kind of touched on this, but a lot of times when wide receivers move from one team to another, you come work out in free agency. A lot of times it doesn't work out for those guys. Seems like there's a higher percentage rate of failure at that position. Was that now that first year is over for you? Was that a concern for you at all?
No, not at all. I didn't. I just expected to come in here and lead a wide receiving core. I didn't really expect any type of numbers or anything. Like I've always said, if I'm going to be a big part of our offense, like I think I will be, the numbers will come. And I think we only scratched the surface last year. I think there's bigger and brighter things ahead for us, which that may increase numbers as well. So I'm just excited about having the opportunity.
Why do you think that? Why do you think you guys only scratched the surface last year?
Feel like, you go back and you look at things and you left this play here, you left that play there. You get more creative with ways to get guys the ball, ways to get myself the ball. And then you just get more comfortable. Me and Alex, we had a great start, but, we still got room to grow, as every wide receiver quarterback duo does. And, like I said, I'm excited about it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.